This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. The state of Virginia is the latest state to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day. Governor Ralph Northam declared October 12th as the day for the state to recognize Indigenous people instead of the official federal holiday named for Christopher Columbus. Northam made the announcement in a video message.
As a country and as a Commonwealth, we have too often failed to live up to our commitments with the Indigenous peoples whose land we now call Virginia. And they have suffered historic injustices as a result. Indigenous Peoples Day celebrates the resilience of our tribal communities and promotes reconciliation, healing, and continued friendship with Virginia's Indian tribes.
Virginia joins at least 13 other states and dozens of municipalities that are opting to honor Indigenous people, either instead of or in conjunction with the federal holiday first established as Columbus Day in 1971. Heading into Indigenous Peoples Day, protesters in Portland, Oregon, toppled statues of Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt. Police called the unrest overnight a riot. Protesters in Santa Fe, New Mexico, gathered over the weekend, demanding the city remove a controversial monument dedicated to what a plaque calls heroes who fought against tribes during the settlement of the West. Ahead of Indigenous Peoples Day, President Trump signed Savannah's Act over the weekend, a bill that seeks to address missing and murdered Indigenous people. USA Today reports the bipartisan legislation requires that federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies have updated protocols to address missing and murdered Native Americans. The law is named after Savannah LaFontaine Graywind, a 22-year-old member of the Spirit Lake Tribe in North Dakota who was murdered in 2017 while pregnant and her baby cut out of her womb. It seeks to address a gap in data where thousands of cases of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls were not entered into a Department of Justice database. Despite many disruptions this year, the 2020 census is carrying on to tally hard-to-reach communities, including Indigenous people. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
The 2010 census ended up with a nearly 5% undercount for American Indians and Alaskan Natives. Now, census officials have aggressively tackled challenges for the 2020 census. Jessica Imatachi is a Chickasaw Indian who's with the Census Bureau's L.A. Regional Office. She says they've relied on tribal liaisons through the pandemic, litigation, and wildfires.
We had to be patient when there were areas where there were evacuations or when smoke levels and air quality were not great, and so it was not necessarily safe to have our enumerators out. So that is why we've been able to do phone enumeration, but also making sure if a tribe had been evacuated and then they come back, we know when we're able to go back in.
Six of nine tribes within Oregon have already surpassed their 2010 self-response rates. The deadline for all census data gathering is October 31st. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene, Oregon.
The former longtime chairman of the Tribal Council of the Seminole Tribe of Florida has died. The Tampa Bay Times reports Max Osceola Jr. died from complications due to COVID-19. He was 70. Osceola helped transform the Seminole Tribe with projects such as the Hard Rock Hotel, Cafe, and Casino brand, which the tribe purchased from Hard Rock International. He represented the Hollywood Seminole Reservation and served 13 consecutive terms from 1985 to 2010. Chris Osceola is the current tribal council representative from the Hollywood Reservation, although no relation. He called Max a modern-day warrior and a true legend. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.